Wir haben ein Skype-Interview mit Familie Islami gemacht, die hier in Tübingen gewohnt haben und in der Nacht auf den 25. Oktober in den Kosovo abgeschoben worden sind.
Unsere Situation ist ein bisschen schwer. Ich weiß nicht, was ich sagen soll. Hier ist nicht schöner als in Deutschland. Wir wohnen in unserem alten Haus. Es war ein bisschen kaputt. Die Fenster, die Rohre, der Wand. Wir müssen wieder herrichten. Das haben wir selber gemacht. Mit Geld von Frau Anne-Rose und Yasemin, was sie für uns gesammelt haben.
Gerade ist es ja auch Winter und wahrscheinlich ist es bei euch auch ziemlich kalt.
Ja, es ist wahnsinnig kalt. Wir haben eine Heizung gekauft und wir machen, dann kommt heiß von dieser Heizung.
Also die Heizung funktioniert mit Strom dann?
Ja, genau.
Und wie hat es mit deiner und Ennis Schule geklappt, wo ihr dann, ihr seid ja mitten im Schuljahr in Kosovo jetzt gekommen?
Mein Papa ist zu die Schulleitung gegangen und dann er hat gesagt, dass meine Kinder wollen wieder in diese Schule beginnen. Sie waren auch früher in dieser Schule und dann hat sie gesagt, okay.
Dann war das kein großes Problem?
Ja.
Ja, kein Problem für Medina.
Er brauchte die Dokumente von Deutschland. Frau Anne-Rose hat sie schon geschickt, aber wir müssen nur warten, bis sie in Kosovo kommen.
Und Sarah, die bleibt daheim bei der Mutter oder kommt die auch in den Kindergarten schon? Oder?
Gibt keine Kindergarten hier, nur privat. Ja, es ist so teuer.
Und wie ist es für dich, da ihm mit einer Arbeit finden? Gibt es da irgendwie Chancen oder Möglichkeiten?
Believe me, I'm here for 1 month. I will make tomorrow 1 month. I'm in Kosovo. I didn't work not even one day. Because no job. No opportunity. Believe me, we don't have electric power. Only 6 days in the day. In 24 hours, only six hours we have electric power. And you can imagine what kind of condition they are here.
And the rest of the day you don't have electric power?
No, all, I think all in Kosovo they have same problems.
But you said your heater is with electricity?
Yes.
And so you cannot heat the whole day?
But we prepare something before, then, you know, we should be ready for everything. And we make, you know, fire with three, like in old system.
So you have both. You have the heater with the electricity and with wood you can also.
But, you know, for the water, we don't have a problem, but everything we need to pay. If you don't pay. So it is a problem.
And you only can pay if you have a job, but there are no jobs, and from the government you don't receive any money, huh?
I don't receive any money. Believe me, I didn't receive any money. I make 35 years. I didn't receive from government not even 1 euro.
But is there officially any help from the government and they just don't give it to you? Or is it like there is no help officially?
There is official way, I think they will give you 18 euros for months. But you will have to fill so many documents, you know, like you have your own house, you have a place where you can live. I don't have my house. This house is from my brother's house. First condition, I don't have my place. If I don't have my place, I cannot receive the help from government. The problem. The social money. I think begin from 18 euros and depends how many persons in family you are, then I think 100 euros for months you can get. But I didn't receive this money and this help. And this is a problem, big problem.
So, do you see any perspective in the Kosovo for you and your family?
In Kosovo?
Yeah.
Believe me, I don't have where to go. Not even 1 hour I will stay in Kosovo. Because there is no perspective. I think for school, I will have to pay, I will have to pay for El Medina and Dennis this month 100 euro.
Even for the school you have to pay?
Yes, yes, for everything. They told me I need to pay for Heizung in school. You know, for fire and I don't know with what, with electrical. And I asked my Dennis how much does cost it. He told me 30 euro. Same for El Medina, 60 euro. So when can I get this money? So I spoke with Frau Anirose, and she sent me the money. So I was sick with grip. I was a doctor. Believe me, I pay two times, one time 30 euro, second time 25 euro. So it means two times 50 euro.
Oh ja, that's hard, ja. Und möchtet ihr auch über die Abschiebung sprechen und erzählen, wie das war?
Können wir machen.
Kannst du mir dann einfach mal erzählen, wie das so gelaufen ist?
Ich weiß nicht. Der Abschiebung ist gekommen, wir waren dann so traurig, weil wir wussten ja, dass wir haben hier kein Haus und keine Wohnung.
Serdain, do you want to say more about this?
Yes, if you want, I can say a lot about this. Yeah. Believe me, it was too difficult. Mm-hmm. Because nobody was expect something like this. Datum 13 September was paper. I was in Burgerland. They told me you need to sign and go freiwilligen home. And I spoke with my lawyer, with my teacher, Frau Hede, and we thought maybe we have sometimes a little bit more time. Datum 25 October was last day for us in Deutschland. It was too difficult. I was not give the sign for freiwillig because it was too difficult. We don't have where to go in Kosovo. We don't have no future in Kosovo. We don't have nothing in Kosovo. So it was too difficult for us, for my children.
And then in the night the police came and they said, okay, now you have to go.
They came police. They told me you have half hour to make your things already packed because today you are going for Kosovo. And we were sleeping last night because it was 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning?
Yes. And you can imagine what can I take? First of all, you need 10 minutes until you can get up from your bed. Too many things. My children think I left in Tübingen because I couldn't take because I didn't have a time. It was a problem. If you are sleeping and somebody come in 3 in the morning and calling for you, you need at least 10 minutes until you are already complete, wake up, to wash your face, to see what's happening. Then you need to call your children, your wife, your everything. But I don't blame the police because police did their own job. I don't want to make guilty of nobody for this because guilty for all this situation is Kosovo, not Germany. If I have job, if I have future here, if I have something to eat, to work, believe me, nobody will take the risk and go, example, in Germany or France or Austria or something like that. But here is no future. In Kosovo, there is no future. But what can I do? This is a problem.
But can you tell me a little bit then about your house, where you live? How big is it? And do you just live in there or are there other people living too?
No, I have two married brothers here in the same house, in 4 rooms. because we only have 4 rooms. But we are 3 brothers, 1 sister. My second brother has a wife and 1 son. Third brother had a wife, but no kids. And I have one sister here, in the same room. This is not my house. This is my brother's house, because I never had a house. But until I make something for my family, I need to stay here. If I go and rent the house somewhere, I need to have at least for eat, for food, for rent, for everything, 600 euro. Mm. At least. And believe me, I don't have this kind of money.
And how is the situation in your neighborhood and in the city, the people around you?
I think it's same. Because maybe somebody had a little bit earlier in Europe, father or brother, but somebody had no luck and was, you know, he must here work. But even if you work here in Pristina or in Kosovo, you need to get paid 10 euro for one day. It means 300 euro for 1 month. You can live with 300 euro. Maybe you can make some life if you have your own house. But this is not life. With 300 euro, you can imagine what you can do.
And what is the situation of your 2 brothers? Do they have work?
The second brother, yes. But the third brother, no. No work. Depends. If somebody called us, maybe for one week, he can work 1 day or 2 days, but it's not enough. Believe me, it's not enough.
And what are your plans for the future then?
If the situation is not changing for good, believe me, I will run again from Kosovo. Because I'm too old now. For me, it's not a problem, but I have 3 children. And it's not important anymore, Germany or Switzerland or Austria, but somewhere when I can make life for my children. Because, believe me, here, no life. And in a way, when I can see like this, we need 100 years, maybe more, to be better for one good future or something like that. If you get sick, you need to go to doctor. If you go to doctor, you need to have at least 100 euro with yourself. Everything is private. Everything is private. You know, examination, your analysis, everything. Medicaments, everything. Everything you need to pay. And if you don't have money, you need to stay in house. Don't wait. It is difficult, believe me. Is nothing, maybe it's not enough if I tell you, but you can imagine I'm here in Kosovo, today I'm in Kosovo. If you can come in Kosovo, you can see with your own eyes what's happening in Kosovo. Only government and people, around government people, they can make money and they have money. And they have future. But, example, I don't have nobody in my government in Kosovo. I don't have future because nobody from my cousins or uncles or no work in government, so I cannot find the job. And believe me, Manuel, without job, it's same like you are in hospital.
So corruption seems to be a big problem, huh?
It is a big problem. Because I think everybody knows that. If you find, even if they give the job, you need to find somebody, then you need to pay for one place for job, 10,000 euro or more, for 300 euro for months. But believe me, it's not worth it. Life in Kosovo is not worth it. It's not worth it anymore.
And how was it when you were a small child like El Medina?
We was in war. When I was kid, we was in war with Serbia. But we are, we have independence, I think, 10 years from Serbia. Yeah. But the war was end in 1990s. So it means 17 years we are free like a country. 17 years we are free like a country. But nothing has changed. It's the same situation before the war and after the war. Only we don't have Serbian people or Serbian military power here in Kosovo. So in the otherwise, we have some same problems. No work. With the first element is work. So if we don't have work, you don't have nothing. Because without work, you don't have money. You don't have nothing.
So actually the situation was bad in your whole lifetime.
Yes, it was. It was always only in different circumstances. Because today we are independent like country. Before we was under Serbian regime in Kosovo. So they make everything what they want to make in Kosovo. But today we are free like a people. And today we have same government with same regime in Kosovo. But they are Albanians today. They are corrupted. They have everything for bad, but nothing for good. I ask for this month, I'm here in Kosovo 1 month. I ask maybe 100 place for work, for one place for work. Nobody give me the answer. Because there is no job, there is no future. If they want somebody to take me the job, they will give you answer immediately because they need the worker. But somehow here in Kosovo, it's just, they feel bad if they say, no, I don't need you. But in the other ones, they told me, yes, maybe later I will call you, give me your telephone number and something like this. But they will never call you. This is 100% for sure. I need work. If I work, I hope I will have some money for my children, for my family. Not for good life, but in somehow one good life.
I wish you the very best luck finding a job.
Thank you. I hope. The hope never die. And I hope, only hope. I pass my whole life with hope. Someday is going to be good. I just want to thank everybody who is helping me right now. Begin from Frau Hede, Frau Anerose, Frau Maga, Yasemin, and of course everybody else who is helping me. I really appreciate this.
Und El Medina möchte noch Grüße senden an
in meine alle Freundinnen und Lehrerinnen und Lehrer.
Falls auch Sie Familie Islami unterstützen wollen, können Sie Geld auf ein Spendenkonto der Kirchenpflege überweisen. Die IBAN ist DE 06 64 15 00 20, viermal die 0 016719. Der Verwendungszweck ist AK Asyl Südstadt, Familie Islami. Falls Ihnen das zu schnell ging, können Sie das auch auf unserer Homepage nachschauen. Wir werden die Informationen dort ebenfalls veröffentlichen.